Yeah, obviously we started well, got two early wickets, which is obviously what we like to try and do early on, and the wicket was after that pretty slow and not much happening. We got the ball to reverse like we did, a little bit unlucky at times I thought, a couple of plays and misses throughout, through the middle there, so I really think it just came down to the wicket being pretty dead and slow, to be honest. Obviously the second new ball tonight, there was enough there, a little bit of swing, felt like there was still enough off the seam as well. We saw that with Peter Siddle's ball, the wicket he got there, so yeah, you really got to use that new ball and make him play early on. So I mean, that's what we sort of thought coming over here anyway. We're going to have to really focus on using the new ball really well, get it up there, try and get guys on the pads, or try and get nicks early on. We did know that it was going to swing, or we've been told that it was a chance of swinging early here and late in the day. And yeah, fortunately enough, it did for us early today. And then yeah, the second new ball, we had to get ourselves up after a pretty long day in the field, and we were able to get another wicket there. So, and I thought we were going to get another one there with the ball spinning as well a little bit. So, you know, we've got to turn up tomorrow morning after a pretty long day there, and you know, we've got to start really well. The ball's still pretty new and good, and a good condition as well. So, you know, the first couple of overs are going to be pretty important for us in the morning. I think we're going to see it turn throughout this match. It's probably going to get a bit more exciting as the game goes on. The wicket will probably break up a bit more, and already seeing, you know, pretty big footmarks out there. So I think there's going to be some pretty exciting cricket coming up in this match. Definitely going to turn a lot more. Like I said, I think we saw Nathan turning it out of the footmarks there late tonight. So you know, these guys have just got to be patient, and that's what we did today. We worked as a bowling unit. We were really patient the whole day, and didn't let them get away from us. So we're happy where we are in this position. And like I said, we just really need to be focused in the morning, get ourselves right tonight, and turn up in the morning. Like I said, I think we toiled really well today and used the conditions really well. Obviously, like I said, the two early breakthroughs, and then, you know, we just pretty much tied it up, I think, throughout most of the game. Obviously, Eunice batted very well, very patiently, and when he had an opportunity to score, and even for them, I thought you could see it was hard for them to score. So we thought they were probably going to come out a bit harder with that new ball and try and score early, and it wasn't the case, and it just got harder and harder to score. So we were able to use that reverse swing through the middle period quite well. I think we just stuck to our plan and didn't go away from it. So I'm really happy with the way that we went about it today. Yeah, I don't know what happened there. It was really strange. I mean, I strapped my left ankle anyway. I've rolled it many a times, and it just had a bit of a sharp pain go through my ankle, and lasted a couple of balls and it's gone away. So all good now. Yeah, I don't know whether it was just the hard wicket or what. Yeah, I got through it, so it's all good now. Yeah, I was pretty stuffed at the end of the day. You know, probably, you know, bowled a couple of spells there where I bowled four over spells, but I bowled a lot of short spells today, with not much break in between sometimes there. So I think it was more after lunch where the heat probably hits you a bit more and you feel it a bit more. But I feel pretty good. You know, I'll rest up, get myself right. Already done all my recovery stuff after the game, so just going to need a good night's sleep and turn up tomorrow and get back into it. It's test match cricket. This is what I enjoy. I enjoy the challenges of it. I love that feeling when you think you're feeling a bit tired, but, you know, you've really got to just keep pushing yourself. So, you know, I'll be right tomorrow in the next couple of days. Yeah, it was something we spoke about before coming over here, and, I mean, even in Zimbabwe before the one-day series there, and even before that, South Africa. So, I mean, it's always something that's been that gets brought up in conversation, but especially over in these conditions where there's not much to offer. You know, we spoke about it in the tour game, trying to get the ball to go reverse there. There was probably a bit more grass on that wicket, And when we turned up this morning to see the wicket the way it was, we knew that we were a chance to get it to go, and we just naturally let it go today. So we didn't really get the opportunity to throw the ball into the wicket, the side wickets, like you can sometimes. But yeah, look, the ball naturally just roughed up, so it happened to work for us today, and I think it's just going to keep continuing on for their bowlers as well, and throughout the next innings. I think you've got to take all your chances that you get in these conditions, but look, that's all done and dusted now. We've moved on from that. We've just got to keep trying to be patient out there, turn up tomorrow morning and you know, be aggressive like we have been. Look, we'll want to try and get some early wickets tomorrow morning and to get into their tail as quick as possible. So like I said, we'll use the new ball, hopefully can get a breakthrough of one or two wickets there early on, and then hopefully not too many more runs. I think it's just, like I said, it's just going to get harder and harder as the game goes on, but we've got a great batting side, and they'd be pretty keen to get out there and bat on there, so I think you'll find that we'll come out there and probably be a bit more aggressive than Pakistan was today. So we'll definitely be going after that new ball. Yeah, we didn't really discuss it while we were out there. It just sort of happened. One of the sides was getting rough, and then we just let it happen naturally. And pretty much when I bowl with the ball, if I miss a side, I'm trying to hit the rough side. So I was just doing that for as much as I could after the ball stopped swinging, and it just seemed to go. I bowled a ball. I came around the wicket and bowled a ball to Ali. That sort of went away, and that was the one that Rogers put down. And that was the first time I really thought it was starting to go. So I mean, that was pretty early in the day. So I think we're going to see that throughout the next couple of innings as well. So it's a good thing to have, the normal swing early on, and then to have it to go reverse swing when the ball's still quite hard, it's perfect. So, fingers crossed we can do that again with this ball. Didn't really bother me today. It was, it's a bit different playing in front of no crowds. It's a little bit disappointing, I guess. We'd like to obviously have bigger crowds at the games, and for guys that are playing their first games, it would have been nice for them to have a bigger crowd, but the whole occasion for them was amazing, and they had their family and friends here. But look, I guess we knew that was going to be the case over here. It's pretty hot here in these conditions, and it's pretty hard to sit out there and watch long hard cricket. But yeah, it doesn't affect me at all. I think it's a bit of a nice change, actually. Yeah, a bit of peace and quiet.